Well, it was recently announced that Broken Bow alum Nikki Scott will be inducted this year into the UNK Athletic Hall of Fame in recognition of her outstanding achievements as a member of the Loper volleyball team from 2006 to 2009. And today, she has graciously given her time to visit with us about this prestigious honor. Nikki, congratulations and thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
Well, before we start talking about the past, let's talk about the present. Get everybody caught up on what's happening with Nikki's life at the moment.
Yeah, sure. I am a speech-language pathologist. I work as a speech-language pathologist and a clinical supervisor at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. So I live in Lincoln. I am married to my husband, whom I also met at UNK, and we have two children, a first grader and a three-year-old.
I bet you're busy.
I feel like it, yeah.
Yes, I'm sure. Well, hey, let's talk about this great honor that you had bestowed upon you recently. Let's start with this, your reaction when you received the news that you would be going into the UNK Hall of Fame.
Totally surprised and shocked and appreciative and just very surprised.
We run a little segment on our radio station called Loper Update. And a few days ago, they were talking to Coach Squires, and it was right after it was announced that you would be going into the Hall of Fame. And so they asked him about you. And he was kind of talking about, you know, discovering you when you played for Broken Bow because of his relationship to Kearney Catholic. And, of course, Broken Bow played Kearney Catholic and still does to this day. But he talked about you kind of being one of those diamonds in the rough that maybe a lot of people didn't know about coming out of high school, but he did. Talk a little bit about that recruitment process and your relationship with Coach Squires.
Yeah, I don't know this for a fact. And again, as I think back to things, it's a little bit harder to remember than I anticipated. And so this is my memory of it. And I, like I said, I don't know this for a fact from Coach Squires, and this is kind of going off of my memory. But I believe, so Coach Squires had a daughter, Jordan, and Jordan and I played together at UNK. She was a year younger than me. And so from my memory, we were playing Kearney Catholic when I was a sophomore, I believe. And we only won one game that year. And I believe that that was the year that he, or that game and that year that he kind of watched a game and maybe saw, I don't know, some potential or something. And so I went to camp the following summer and, you know, was staying in contact and, eventually, I think it was my junior year, I went to a volleyball game and met with him after the game and they offered me a scholarship. So at the time, they were the only school showing interest in volleyball. I had more interest in basketball and so I kind of had to really think and was definitely leaning more towards volleyball and couldn't have been more honored and, you know, to have the opportunity to go to UNK. At the time, you know, they were going to the Elite Eight and they just had such a great program. So I was really honored and excited.
Nikki, talk a little bit about your growth as a volleyball player and competitor when you were at UNK. I know it takes a lot of work and effort to get to where you got to in the program.
Yeah. You know, I think back to my freshman year at UNK, and I just feel I had no idea what was going on. I, it was so much of a faster game than I was used to. And so I think part of it, I also, some of my technical stuff I really needed to work on. Definitely had to work on some of those technical things and better understanding and anticipating the game to help it slow down a little bit. So I think kind of a big leap for me was the summer between my freshman and sophomore year. I just felt a lot more comfortable, like it had slowed down a little bit.
You had the opportunity to play on some great teams in the press release that was sent out about the Hall of Fame inductees for this year. I think they had the record at 126-20 of the teams during your career that you played with cumulative. Talk about what it was like to be a part of that run, because your teams had some really good runs during that time.
Yeah, we did. You know, I got to play with some great teammates. I think that was also, back to your last question about kind of my growth through UNK, mm-hmm. I think that was also a big piece of it that I should have mentioned, is I got to play with some great teammates. And, you know, I think, and I really attribute my growth during that time to a lot of those teammates. You know, they required me to be better, and I was watching them and learning from them, and I think that was a huge part of it. And so, you know, our success over those years, I really attribute to them, and I think that we had really strong, you know, a really strong team. At the time, I know there was a lot of discussion. We were in the RMAC then. I know that that they're in a different conference now, UNK, but at the time, we talked a lot about how, you know, we're really going at it in practice, and the first team versus the second team, or whichever side of the net, it was really strong practice and play and scrimmage. And so I think that was a huge part of our success and my growth during that time too.
Gotta ask, are there matches, are there moments that stick out as you reflect on your career?
You know, I've been thinking about that. I'm like, Nikki, come on, pull the memory better here. You know, some fun ones that I think everyone always looked forward to every year were the Nebraska ones. So, for example, playing Wayne State, playing UNO, I think that those always stuck out. They were generally really good games as well. So definitely, I feel like people kind of circled those on the calendar, and again, generally turned out to be pretty good games. And then, you know, one game that really sticks out to me looking back was we played UCCS, I believe, in the RMAC tournament. And I just feel like it was, we were kind of avenging a loss or a poor performance earlier that year or the year prior. And I just feel like it was, I really remember that one. So,
Hey, you are the second member now of your family to be a UNK Hall of Fame inductee.
Yes.
Your dad is in the Loper Hall of Fame. That has to be very special for you and your family.
Yes, it is. It is. It's just a really nice honor. And, I love that my dad is a member of the Hall of Fame and I get to join him. So it is. It's just a really, I don't know, a nice treat, I guess,
yeah.
Or a nice aspect of it.
Yeah. Well, listen, I know we've been talking about volleyball, but when I talk to you, this radio announcer can't help but remember a young freshman who was playing at the Devaney Center one night in a state championship basketball game, knocking down free throw after free throw after free throw to help her team come back and win a state championship. So, thank you for that memory for me. I know it's not volleyball, but that was a pretty special night, too.
Yeah, I know you had mentioned, you know, if I had any pictures of Loper or, you know, playing for Loper volleyball, and I mentioned my mom had recently put together a bunch of photographs and, you know, newspaper clippings and whatnot from Loper volleyball, my time there. And then also a big chunk of it was the that state championship run as well. So a lot of the memorabilia and stuff and was for that time that she shared with me, and it was definitely a blast from the past.
Well, we saw as a freshman in high school the way you were able to step up and rise to the occasion in big moments. I know you had a lot of big moments too in the UNK Loper uniform. Talk about playing in those big moments and responding to them. I can't imagine how thrilling that must have been.
Yeah, you know, those are the ones, I loved UNK's atmosphere and the fans and the crowd, and we just always had such great support that it was you know, the games at UNK especially felt like big moments, right? And so I loved that. And I just feel like it was such a great opportunity that compared to when we would maybe travel to some other cool schools within the RMAC, it just didn't always feel as supported or, you know, that is like such a big component of the school. And so I really loved playing at UNK and loved the support and kind of that home atmosphere.
One last question, Nikki. What has the sport of volleyball meant to you? I'm sure it's meant a great deal.
Yeah. Gosh, I love it. I have such respect and just a deep love for UNK, UNK volleyball. You know, coaches, Coach Squires, and all my teammates. Like, right, it's such a big package involved there that it's not just volleyball, but I have lifelong friends. I have, you know, such amazing experiences that I got to experience as part of the volleyball team. And I just, it goes beyond volleyball. And so I just am so appreciative and I just have such appreciation and respect for UNK volleyball and all of the things that I was able to do and experience and friends and all of that. And so, yes, it's just honestly made me, it's a big part of who I am.
Well, it's a great honor and a well-deserved one. So congratulations and thank you for visiting with us.
Yeah, thank you, Brent.